This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. One thing we absolutely love to do right here in Madtown, because so many people are single and they're in the dating world and it's not always that fun. And that's why we love to offer Second Date Update.
Absolutely. You know, it's really hard to get that first date. It's even harder to get that second date. So we are here to help you.
Yes. I just don't get any.
Oh, honey, it's going to happen. I well, maybe not for you. But today we are talking to our girl, Trisha. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're good, honey. Thank you so much. So you decided to reach out to us because you went out on a date with someone by the name of Kyle.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Can you kind of tell us what's going on here?
Yeah, so it was a really good date. We met on Tinder, which I don't do often, but I just said, hey, I'll give it a shot. And he ended up taking me to a bar called Lucky's, and we just had, you know, a few drinks, got to know each other and stuff, and I thought it went really well. But then, you know, I reached out to him afterwards and stuff like that, and just, he totally ghosted me.
Lucky's, I like that. We know that place.
Oh, yeah, we know it very
nicely. It's time to go ghost hunting.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. Okay. This is what he calls ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting.
Okay, so you met on Tinder, you went to Lucky's, had a drink. Like, so what did you talk about?
Well, you know, he just asked me about myself, and, you know, I told him, you know, pretty much everything there is to know about me. Like, I know that I kind of have, like, a strong personality, and mm-hmm. I feel like that maybe it intimidated him or something like that, but almost death, like, getting to know one another, like, how we act, who we are, stuff like that.
Right,
sure.
Right.
I gotcha. And then as far as your appearance, did you feel like you looked fly, girl? You were ready?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I always bring it. Oh. I was looking real good that night. Oh,
like heels and the whole thing? You do know how to walk in heels, right? You weren't like stumbling
honey,
around.
Oh, honey, yes.
Because Aaron, you do.
Oh, yeah. I know how to walk in heels.
He tried to teach me.
Okay.
I'm horrible, girl. Like, I've got some janky knees, so I just can't walk very well. Okay, so things went well, you thought, as far as conversation. You look good. How did this date end?
Well, we went over to, he took me back to my place, and I invited him in, but he said, you know, it was getting kind of late and he wanted to go home, which is like a first for me. So I was kind of disappointed, but he was just like, yeah, I'll hit you up later, but never did.
Aaron didn't like that.
Yeah, what a nerd.
Nerd.
What a nerd.
Nerds. Okay, so how long has it been since you've last spoken to him?
It's been like a week.
A little while. Just a little while.
It's quite a bit of time in the dating world nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trisha, we are going to get this boy on the line and see why he has ghost hunted you, as Shady likes to say.
Ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kyle?
Yeah, this is Kyle.
Hey, what's going on, man? This is Krista, Shady, and Aaron from Krista on the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Good morning!
Good morning. Hey.
Woo! Guess what you just won, Kyle?
What did I win?
A big question of why the heck have you ghost hunted Trisha for a week?
Ghosted. We're doing the ghost hunting.
Oh, we're doing the ghost hunt. That's
yes.
Right.
So
I get
why
so
have you
confused.
Why have you ghosted her?
Why have you ghosted her?
Yeah, she seemed nice. You guys went out to Lucky's. She invited you back up to her place, which for some reason you didn't go back, and we want to know why.
Why?
Yeah, she called you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They all do.
Okay, so here's the thing. Like, she's really hot. She's really seems cool. It went fine. Conversation was okay. But, like, right out of the gate, she was, like, laying down all kinds of rules, like, right off the bat, right?
Gotta have
and
rules.
It just struck me in a way. Yeah, it was like, I don't pay for meals. I don't pay for drinks.
Oh,
you know,
girl.
Like, a man's got to take care of me. She kept saying, like, a man's got to. And I was like, well, it's me. It's not like, you know. So it was just like, it was really upfront and a lot. And by the end of it, I was like, this is going to be more trouble than it's worth. Like, I was just looking for something easy.
So you're saying she
were just looking for something easy?
There it is.
Excuse me, honey. I gave you a shot and you turned it down.
Girl, that's right. There she is, Kyle. Miss Trisha is on the line. Are you saying she was like high maintenance? Are you high maintenance, Trisha?
I was born with a crown on, so yeah.
Oh,
a little bit.
Exactly.
Okay.
She said that. She said that the other day.
I believe
it. Yeah, I know who I am. I was just being like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I expect out of a relationship. Sorry.
Wow.
Hey, Kyle.
Yeah.
Run.
Run.
Run. R-U-N.
Oh. But she's super hot. Run. Shady.
Yeah, sometimes that's, I mean, you weigh in both of those things, and yeah. It usually doesn't happen, but sometimes, hot doesn't win.
Yeah. There's that crazy and hot, graph. The hotter they are, the crazier that they get.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. See?
There's
a science to this.
How does that work, Shady? I'm incredibly hot, and I'm totally sane in every way.
Yours is flipped upside down. You're just a whole different story.
You're just whole different.
Everybody's crazy. Everyone in this world is crazy.
Straight up.
Aw. Well,
no, it's true. You're just not my kind of crazy.
Oh, well.
Okay, well, normally what we like to do on Second Date Update is we like to see if you two want to go back out, but I'm guessing probably not this time.
Can't you tone it down a bit, Trisha?
No, don't tone it down. I think you're awesome.
I mean, I can't. I mean, I can't deny who I am.
Yeah,
and if he can't handle it, then he's a boy, not a man.
Tone down perfection.
No.
You know what? You can keep the crown. That's fine. I'm good.
Okay. Well, that's true. Yeah, you can. You're a pretty girl.
I can do it. I want the crown.
And there it is.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
You're in her world now.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Brutal honesty.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is time for your favorite girl. Her name is Siri. She's tough, but heck, each and every day we offer her to you, and everyone needs that in their life a little bit. 3210-931. You can text us at 303-734. Snapchat us at Jams931. Twitter at 931Jams.
You could also hit us up on Facebook or Instagram. And then Friends with Benefits members, you could hit us up at MadTownJams.com as well.
All right, we have a question here off Snapchat from our girl Julia. Siri, right now, me and my husband are expecting our third child. I remember how exactly I was when I was pregnant with my first. I don't have any of that excitement for this one. Is that normal for parents to go through something like that? Siri?
No, you're a bad mom. I'm totally kidding right now. So you're not excited. That's a good thing. It means you're ready for this. You already know how to deal with all the stress of having a kid. You're ready for this, girl. You're a badass mom who doesn't take anything from anyone. You're a motherfucking inspiration. Get over it.
No, all mothers are inspirational. You just go through different things when you have your first one, I'm sure, versus your third one. You don't really get crazy and
is
stressful.
Is it different after the first one?
I don't know. I've only had one, so.
Only the one, right?
But I have two cats, one that has an FU face on it, and the other one that just craps everywhere. So I'm assuming I kind of understand.
Well, there's that. We got a text here from our Friends with Benefits member, Kendall. Says, Siri, my boyfriend wants me to come over and watch a horror movie on Netflix. He knows I get scared easily at that stuff. Why did he pick a horror movie, Siri?
Really? Do you need me to spell this out for you? Well, when a boy likes a girl, sometimes he will try to get you naked and wrestle with you. So if you're planning on going to watch a horror movie with him, you better be ready to get sweaty too. Nothing gets the mood set like Halloween Part 8. Jason Takes Manhattan. Get ready to get busy.
Classic movies there, by the way. Jason versus Freddy.
I've never seen that one.
Oh, you should.
Yeah, it's actually Friday the 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan, Siri. But I would know that, wouldn't I?
You and Siri, man. I don't know. Between you two.
You have a little bit. This is a love-hate relationship.
I'm actually turned on by her.
I know you are. I know. It's all right, we have a message here from Vince, who's a friends with... I can't talk today.
It's okay. Deep breath.
Hey, Siri, I asked you last Friday about meeting women. I tried, but I'm worried, and I came across something very creepy. How can I flirt without them making it sounding kind of weird? Well, that's a good question. It's kind of a weird question.
That's a tough one. I think the best way to hit on girls and not come across like a class 5 creep is to look like George Clooney. Yes, that's it. As long as you are at least as hot as George Clooney, then you have nothing to worry about. But for the rest of you plain, old, ugly guys, the best thing to do is learn how to cook. The quickest way to a woman's heart is her stomach. Or be rich. That works too.
I'll take one or the other. It's fine. It's all good.
Right. So we got a question over here. Anna sent us a message on Instagram. Says, Siri, my boyfriend really needs to go to the doctor, and for some issues he's having, but he's too stubborn. He says, I can't make him. Do you have any advice to get my boyfriend to the doctor, Siri?
Well, my usual answer would be to withhold sex, but that might not be the best way to handle this situation. If he is refusing to go to the doctor, the best thing to do is get him sicker, so he wants to go. Cough into his mouth. Find some used tissues and put them in his mouth while he's sleeping.
Gross.
There are a lot of good choices here.
Wow. That's all I gotta say to that is wow.
Download the podcast now.